95% of all the things that are wrong in your life are caused by stress. Not so much by stress itself, but by the way you react to it. Actually, stress is good for you if you learn to deal with it properly. Where would the matador be without the bull? Case in point. Stress affects you because of a deficiency in understanding, and that's precisely what we're going to bring you enlightenment today. Stress affects you because you overreact. You get upset too easily. When you become upset, you're becoming conditioned to the person who upsets you, like dropping a stone in a pond, and you are the ripple, and the stressor is the stone. You're the cause of an effect, hence you feel inferior. How do you become superior? You become a stone in somebody else's stress life. They become the ripple and you rock their boat. That's hardly fair, I think you'll agree, but we do take it out on others, what was done unto us. That's not fair. The secret, not to pass it down the line in a dog-eat-dog system, where the smallest suffer, even your children, is to learn to deal with the stressor in a proper way. You have to learn to be tolerant, to be patient, to overcome the tendency to judge or to be resentful. Now that's the key, and you're going to hear this word over and over and over again until the penny drops, until you realize the significance of this word, resentment. Let's start again. You become upset too easily. You get lost in your thoughts. What is this key, being upset? It's easy to say, I'm upset. But what does it mean to be upset? It's to be emotional. What is the root of that emotion? The root of that emotion is something like an emotion, but which isn't, called resentment. You might say resentment is a spiritual thing in the sense that it supports ego, pride. You know, when you resent someone, you feel superior to them. It sort of has a pride connection. And that resentment, because it builds up ego or pride, separates us from a simple, magical quality of self-realization. In other words, it separates us from our true self, our own sense of being. Resentment is actually a response to someone's cruelty. Someone is cruel, someone does something off the wall with one thing in mind. Maybe they do it unconsciously, maybe they do it consciously. Whatever the reason, let's call the stress or the stressor the tempter. He's baiting you. He's trying to get your goat. And if you've got a goat to get, you get got. If you have an ego that needs the challenge, that needs to feel superior, that needs something wrong to judge so you can feel right, resentment is the energy. It's the reaction. It's the key that pulls you down into judging that person, hating them. So instead of discerning them calmly, which you could if you didn't add resentment to it, you become involved with that person. You become upset. What does that word upset mean? To turn around, back to front, to upset, to put the top on the bottom and the bottom on the top. But it's deeper than that. It's more than upset. The emotional upset is only the surface emotional reaction to something deeper. Here's that word again, resentment. Resentment separates you from your own true sense of self, from who you are, who you would be if you weren't upset and taking on the suggestions and the programming of some other person who tempts you to judge them, to hate them. People can't help what they are. And you won't be able to help what you are once you fall to resenting and judging and hating. You take on the characteristics, the suggestions, even the identity of the person you hate. Stress, which is connected to resentment, separates you from the power of reason and self-control. and gives control to the other person. Resentment is an electrical energy, so that you can identify what I'm referring to. Some people do not know what resentment is, but if you look very carefully in your mind, whenever something annoying or irritating or aggravating or upsetting comes along, something unjust or unfair, you will notice a small amount of irritation or aggravation or annoyance. You don't get upset right away. The upset of the emotion is the ultimate reaction, the surface form of what is under the surface. Identify the resentment. The resentment is a little electrical energy. It's a very tiny electrical shock. You can almost feel it in your mind more than you can feel it in your body. If I can describe it as a little noise, it's like a zzz. It's inside you, something that gets you goat, it galls you, it irritates, it aggravates, it peeves, it annoys, but it's an electrical energy. And I want you to become objective to this. I want you to search this out, this electrical energy called resentment, and identify it, and then separate from it. We're going to teach you how to do that. You're going to see this electrical energy rise. We're going to put you into a space, in an objective space, a space within yourself that you knew when you were a child. You had it when you were a child, and you've lost it through being resentful and being teased and aggravated and upset all your life. So you've lost yourself. You've lost the art of being who you are, and you've taken on the suggestions and the identities of other people. You've doubted yourself too. When you become upset or resentful, it separates you from the power of reason to hold your ground like the matador with a bull. And it makes you doubt yourself. It makes you disbelieve what you know is right in your heart, what you were born to know. And it makes you think the other person is right and you are wrong. And it makes you go along with the other person. Their suggestions and their ideas become your ideas, and your life is a mess, and then you resent them again. And maybe you can't admit to that resentment, and maybe you can. If you can admit to the resentment, it overflows into emotion and rebellion and becoming drunk or taking drugs or going berserk or getting depressed or even becoming physically ill from suppressed resentment that you can't see or can't admit to or feel embarrassed about. Now, I'm going to show you in just a little while the secret, the simple secret of being objective to that resentment, sort of being outside it, being so objective that you can sort of see the cruelty coming before it gets you. And you have to learn to live in that space. You have to learn to be objective, meaning not involved with your thoughts. You see what resentment does. It pulls you into your thoughts. And this is how it does it. You resent, and then you react. See, the resentment is the key. It separates you from self, from the power of reason, from the power that enables reason to prevail in the moment. It makes you the unreasonable effect of an unreasonable pressure, so that reason does not prevail. And you get weak instead of strong, and the only strength you have is rebellion, and that's foolishness. I don't have to tell you about that, how you rebel mindlessly. What we need is the power of reason, a way of being calm, not intimidated by the intimidator. The world has a way of getting its way. People have developed the art of winning through intimidation. You must learn the secret of it at the root. Not being resentful keeps you from being upset. The resentment is not the upset so much. It is way down the bottom of the root, right at the very root of upset. If you weren't resentful, if you were objective, if you're not involved in your thoughts and feelings, and if you weren't doubting yourself, you wouldn't have that chain reaction of reacting, feeling, thinking, thinking, feeling, acting out something dumb, playing into the hands of people who provoke you, like an animal. You'd become a person. And a person is what we're going to help you be. Do you follow that chain reaction? Resentment, doubting yourself. See, the resentment separates you from the power of reason. to prevail over the situation, over the pressure, with reason. Resentment prevents that. But if you weren't resentful, you know what would happen? People who are victims, they learn to be victimizers. That's the way they get the control back. Having lost the control through that resentment which they don't know they have, having become subject to some other tyrant, the only way they can exist without being a slave is to be a tyrant themselves. And how do they do it? They learn from experience that by intimidating and being cruel, they can have their way just by being unreasonable. And you're the victim. It goes from generation to generation, from one person to another in a dog-eat-dog system. How do you deal with it? You have to learn not to be resentful. And this is what happens. This is how you're going to win. You're going to be the stress source, but you're not going to be cruel to be that stress source. You don't want to be like what you hate. See, if you're a person who is halfway sensitive, you cannot be like what you hate. You cannot use the same system. You can't turn around and be cruel to someone smaller than yourself to get control back again, to feel strong before the weak because you were weak before the strong. And you can't use the same tactics of trying to one-upsmanship the person who's put you down. In other words, you can't out-stress, out-connive that person who has betrayed you and done you in, or put another down because they put you down. It's only an evolution of animals. You have a choice. You're either an animal that's a slave of a bigger animal, or you're the bigger animal that enslaves. But either way, you're the slave of the beast or the beast. You can't be that way, and I know you can't. That's why you have this conflict. That's why you have the suffering, because you have to be one or the other. But I will show you how not to be one or the other, to be truly human. And this is how it works, just to encourage you to do the exercises that are about to begin. If you could learn this secret knowledge of not being resentful or being angry or judgmental, there's another word which means resentful, being prideful. If you can learn not to have a goat to get, if you can sort of stand outside your thoughts in a time-space continuum that, well, to best describe it, it's like being lost in Alice in Wonderland of thoughts. Alice through the looking glass, lost with all the fantasies and the Queen of Hearts and all the strange things that go on inside the mind and all of the different wanderings that Alice had and all the different defenses and scheming and planning she did to overcome the conniving of the Queen of Hearts, going through all the different doors and drinking liquids to get bigger and smaller. Remember the story? If you could come out of the nightmare of your imagination, finding the answers down there, and if you could wake up and become very conscious, like Alice waking up on a warm sunny day under the tree with all her problems behind her, all her problems disappeared because she was awake. If you could stay in a state of consciousness which is beyond being lost in your thoughts, ideas and understandings and the power to implement them would be already there for you, naturally. You'd be naturally dominant, naturally in control without throwing other people out of control. And those people who would throw you out of control, who depend upon your reaction to feel in control, if they can't upset you, they become upset because they can't upset you. Now that's the key. You don't have to do anything to upset people, because all you're doing is, you know, throwing conflict into them that was thrown into you. That isn't fair. But if you can learn to deal with your children, your wife, your husband's aggravations, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, even the memories of those things, yes, even the memories of them, without again getting upset with them as you think about them, or as you see them recreated on the movies or in the grocery store. Even the look of people who look like them and remind you of what they did to you. If you could observe everything minus that little zzz resentment, that little electrical resentment, because you were not involved in your mind and your thinking and your worries and your fears and your guilts. You're not a victim of that anymore. If you could learn to be outside that, sort of sit in a space like you're looking in the world through your eyes, without being identified with what you see, without reacting to what you see, without becoming involved with what you see, without struggling with what you see, without being challenged by what you see, and without being upset by what you see. Everybody who tries to upset you to gain control, and they do it unconsciously, will become upset because they can't upset you. And now what happens? Something very good. They no longer can affect you for the bad, but on the contrary, they will be affected by your good. They will react to the good in you, the light in you, the brightness, the calmness and the dignity and the reason that it's made its home in you, and it will make its home in them. Where before you reacted in an unreasonable way to an unreasonable pressure, and you became the unreasonable extension of that pressure. And look how much easier it is, rather than running around like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to solve all the problems that come from reacting and making everybody react and them reacting to you and you reacting back again until there's an evolution of madness. Look how much easier it is simply not to be moved in the first place. So you become the reasonable center of a whole new happy world. And people will be forced to look at themselves. No matter how much they try to upset you, all they're doing is giving you the reason to practice your matador stance with a bull. You can do whatever you want with people that you don't react to with resentfulness. You can run them through when you finish with them like the matador. Or you can make the bull into your friend. Because you're going to bring them around. It's that simple. They're going to see. They're going to be relieved from the interreaction, because if you react, then they react. If you get upset, then they are upset. If you become weak and submissive, you'll teach them that being a bully works. And then you're going to learn to be a victim. You'll be a victim to everyone. You learn to be a victim. Everyone who sees your weakness will be tempted by that weakness to dominate you. You'll bring out the stressor, the meanness of everyone around you. And the cure of it is simple. Learn to get into your center, into that space in your mind where stress cannot violate you. It cannot penetrate you. Your consciousness will be a sentry who guards the palace, who's always awake and doesn't let the intruder in to ravage the palace treasures, which is your soul, which is your life. They will become like scorpions stinging themselves to death. The hurt they give you and the poison they want to give you will remain with them. And the beautiful thing about it is that you won't even know how you're affecting them. You'll see changes in people's lives. You'll see your business affairs improve. You'll see your marriage improve. You'll see your children improve. Your clarity of mind, unclouded by emotion, gives you better judgment. You'll prosper in all your ways.